wet and dry. In our part of the world, there were only two seasons, wet and dry. Normally, the wet season lasted from May to October, and then the six-month dry season began. July, August, and September were the wettest months of the year, and we referred to these months as the monsoon season. Whenever we had a long monsoon season, we experienced some periods of rain that lasted for 7 days. With these torrential rains, many parts of the country, including our village, were flooded. This wrath of nature destroyed farmlands and crops, and when the water receded, we found it had washed down the slopes and into caverns. As a result, our drinking well was flooded. However, one of the good things about the flood was fishing, since we caught many new kinds of fish. After the wet season ended, our well began to dry up. For several months, we barely had any water to drink. By April, the driest and hottest month of the year, our well was nearly drained with only mud remaining. We learned that many wells in our village had dried up also. However, we had a strong community, and my father was able to gather our close friends and relatives to our house to repair the well and to do a bit of partying. As the men handled the heavy work, my mother and other women took care of the food. On one occasion, I had a unique experience working with my father. Because I was the smallest among the males, my father assigned me to the most important task. Since the well opening was very narrow, I was just the right size to fit in and work in the hole. I was lowered into the dungeon-like well with a small shovel and bamboo bucket so that I could dig out mud and everything else that blocked the source of the water. When I dug up the mud and filled it in the bucket, my father and other men pulled the heavy bucket up and dumped it out around the well. The mud was mixed with dead leaves and gravel. After the mud was completely scooped up, I scraped out the bottom of the well with a metal bowl. Then we used a water can to retrieve the brown water. I continued working, and soon I noticed clear water streaming out from the tiny fountains around me. As I scraped deeper into the sand and rocks, I noticed more fountains. It was wonderful to see the clear water bursting out from the tiny holes underneath the sand. I was amazed by it, and soon the spring water covered my feet and rose to my shins. I yelled to my father to pull me up because the cool water gave me a chill and goosebumps. I was afraid that if the water came up so fast to my waist, it might drown me. My father looked at me from above and said, "Do we have enough water down there?" "Yes," I replied. "I want you to continue a little longer until the water comes out faster." However, I insisted to be pulled up. "The water's almost up to my knees and I'm getting cold, so I want to go up now," I said. "We should just leave him down there," my father said, which was followed by laughter. "Let's pull him up. I think he's had enough." When I burst into the bright sunlight, I found myself covered with mud from head to toe, and my clothes were wet and covered with sand and mud. When my father smiled at me, I knew he was proud of me. After the hard work, we were rewarded with a variety of dishes, fruits, coconut juice, lemonade, and other sweets. Thereafter, our family and neighbors enjoyed the good taste of the wellspring that was cool and crystal clear. I was proud of our work.